Hey, this is your producer, Duff. What you're about to listen to is filled with witty rants and dry humor. While our show can be very entertaining, we feel we must caution the close-minded among us. There's foul, dirty fits of geeked-out rage and all-around bad attitudes ahead. Can't say we didn't warn you. So, keep your hands away from your private parts and your ears engaged at all times. This is Prime. Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to the Prime Podcast here on Rogue Intel. You can subscribe, stream us live at rogueintel.com/live, or even call us at 410-989-1734. I'm your producer, Duff. With me, as always, are Carrie and TJ. TJ, what's up, brother?
How's it going, guys?
Not too bad. You?
It's good, man. Everything's good. Fun week. Got my homebrew done, finally.
Oh, you've got to tell us all about that.
Yeah, I definitely will once we get to that.
All right. Well,
Carrie, how you doing?
We'll make that top priority.
I'm good. It was last day of training / nesting.
Yes!
Woohoo!
Start my permanent hours come Monday. The downside is thought I'd be moving to a desk and blend in with the rest of my fellow corporate slaves and... Oh, no, we're doing a whole restack of the entire building, so we're shuffling every department around. We're going to let you all stay in the training room. It's like, no.
Oh, no. But hey, look at it this way. A year from now, you're going to be the VP.
Yeah, right.
Wait, so does that mean your like desk will be at in the training room, in the conference room?
My desk is in the training room, which is where I've been since... End of March.
Now, is that like just a conference room with a bunch of terminals, or is it?
No, it's a full-fledged classroom.
Okay. Because I know those get claustrophobic, yes. Even mentally, you know, over time. So.
Yes, there's no windows at all.
Yeah.
It feels like a walk-in freezer because it gets so cold in there because we have to keep the door shut because, like, right outside the training room is where... They have a couple other departments, and they're occasionally on the phone, so mm-hmm. We have to keep the door shut so that we're not bleeding into their phone conversations. And the desks in there, they have it set up for 3 people at each of these real long desks, which would be fine if the desks were actually meant for the purpose that they're using them for, because where I sit, there's like a shelf near the floor, I guess, where once upon a time you would have sat like a server or some sort of tower, and I have to sit with my feet up on that, so I'm literally like eating my knees for 8 hours a day.
Do they taste good?
No. And
Sriracha would help.
Today when they said, well, you'll be in here for at least another 2 weeks, if not longer.
Oh, God.
I was like, since we're not training anymore and we're not going to have to have a need for the very back row of computers to be reserved and nobody's sitting at them, I claimed that one, and they were like, okay. I was like, all right, I won't have to come in here with a barbed gun for Mama B and just kill people.
Hey, at least your AC works in your building.
Too well. Way too well.
Yeah, but you can put on a sweater and a cardigan and a pullover and look like a Dorcas, but hey, at least you'd be a little warm. Me, on the other hand, they said this week that the air conditioning had been fixed in my school, and I shouldn't complain as much as I do, but let's
face
it.
You wouldn't be you if you didn't.
Yes, we all know that. Thank you very much. What I was saying was that I shouldn't bitch as much as I do because I do have a portable air conditioning unit in my office, but I am not in my office all day. I have to go out amongst the humans, and I have to work on their gear, their hardware, their printing issues, so on, so forth, yada, yada, blase, blah, blah. And it does get mighty freaking toasty in that school.
Well, try being a student or one of the teachers out there. You can at least retreat to where you have some cool.
Yeah. I guess that you have a point there. You do.
I mean, I can remember when I was in elementary, middle, and high school, Air conditioning for the main populace of the school? No.
Maybe in the main office. Yeah.
Main office and the library. That was it.
Yeah.
And then
back in my day, we
then in schools where the windows don't either open or don't open very much. Oh, it was wonderful in the summertime. Oh, early dismissal. It's too hot.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
Mama B in the chat room says it was 88 degrees in her office today. She came home and worked from there.
Smart. Yeah, a lot of people work from home on Fridays, I guess, too. So that's good. I guess you really can't, though, right, Duff?
I can work from home most days. I do have to go in and fix hardware problems, but a lot of the stuff I can do is, like, Active Directory stuff, an email, password resets, list management, stuff like that I can do from literally anywhere. I can do all of that on my phone.
That's why most of it's done in India, right?
Yeah, pretty much. But
I'll even be able to work from home once I'm permanent.
Oh, damn.
That's nice. Nice.
That is badass.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys find yourself like still as productive at home or not as much?
Considering that I'm not very productive at work, don't tell my boss.
It's an ADD thing. I always say it's one of the advantages of having ADD.
Yeah. Well,
is that we can do the same amount of work that somebody can do in 8 hours in like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's, it's not just that I'm lazy, because I'm not. I am, but that's another story. The problem that I have is that right now, the imaging system, in other words, say we have a computer, it needs to be wiped out, or it has a brand new hard drive, and it doesn't have Windows, doesn't have Office, doesn't have anything. Well, we use an imaging system. You basically plug a network cable into the computer, you boot from the network, and it will deploy Windows 7. And it'll be customized for the school, and it'll just work really well. Well, that is until about 9 months went by, and, of course, none of the Windows updates have been baked into the new image, because I don't have control over that. Otherwise, I would have done it myself. So it literally has 4.8 gigabytes of updates that it needs to do. And it literally, and I do mean literally in the literal sense, it literally takes 3 to 5 days to update. Because
literally.
Because, yeah, no shit. And that's largely in part because there's a Windows update out there that has been causing a lot of problems with the computers. Essentially, you'll have like 138 updates. One of them will fail. It reverts all of them. Like, it undoes every one of them. So,
I don't have those issues.
No, I don't have those issues either. And typical Windows 7 users don't either, because they do the updates one at a time. But if you're using a really old source image and then have to pump the hotfixes in one at a time, they've since fixed the problem. But because we're running old source images, it doesn't help it for us. I have never had a source image more than, I don't know, 4 months old, because I know that Windows updates come out all the time and software updates and stuff like that. But again, it isn't up to me. Now, Monday, one of the guys from the company I work for, he's coming down to my school, and we're going to finalize the last bit of changes to the new imaging system, which is going to have a brand new Windows 7 and a brand new Windows 10 image that I can just select and boom, done. And so hopefully it'll be really, really nice, really reliable. But until then, I haven't had any computers to image. And so when tickets come in, like right now I have 0 tickets in my queue. And considering last year at this time I had 78 from the last guy that worked here, that's pretty good. So if I have a ticket, I do it, I get it done, I close it. If I can't close it, I assign it to someone who needs to order parts for me or whatever. Because I also can't order parts, which is understandable.
Because if you ignore it, it's always going to be ignored. So it's easier just to get something like that out of the way and then go on YouTube.
Yeah. But enough of my techno babble. Dude, you've got to tell me about this beer.
So, yeah, everybody knows my massive ADD, and podcasting is one of my fun hobbies, too, doing the show, all that fun stuff. But then one of my newest fun hobbies was doing the homebrew. And I know I kind of touched on it a little bit a couple weeks ago. When I made it originally, I found the kit in the basement doing a basement clean out and basically just reordered the ingredients. So then I've been ADDing. You can really get lost down the rabbit hole on YouTube and the internet and interwebs, really get lost down it. But it gives you something to do while you're waiting. The only downside is you have to wait for this thing. And I haven't touched this bucket in my basement for 2 weeks now. I'm so proud of myself, because you're sitting there, you spend basically, I thought it would be a couple hours. It ended up being about 4 hours one night.
Wow.
Yeah, just mixing and staring at a pot and then playing on your phone, staring at the pot to make sure it doesn't overboil, because I guess the while you're boiling the beer and all the ingredients, it can get messy apparently, from what I've seen. But so long story slightly shorter, that I ended up brewing it, fermenting it, did a couple things that were kind of a little outside the box. Like I was like, oops, the tap water splashed into it. I know it's supposed to be sterile, you know, like, but then I think that's stuff where the internet just scares the crap out of you for no reason for it, you know? And I was like, this could go either way. And you don't really know till the end.
Yeah.
And so I let it sit for, I think it said like 6 to 10 days on the directions. So I let it sit. It'll be 2 weeks Saturday, Sunday.
Nice.
It will be 2 weeks. So I let it sit a little longer. It stopped bubbling earlier in the week. I'm like, let me let it sit. So, but then, I have my kids. They love cooking and doing kind of science-y type stuff with me because I'm a big dork like that. And so I'm like, all right, let's check it out. And I'll teach them how to sanitize stuff. So I taught them how to make the sanitizer spray, all that fun stuff.
Very cool.
Yeah, I know. I'm such a dork, right? But hey, we all have our dork moments. So like I said, the longer story, a little shorter. What I'm trying to get at is that today I was testing the gravity. You're supposed to test the gravity. There's a whole science thing behind it.
You're testing the alcohol content with the beaker,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
You put the little hydrometer in there. Like, see, you would love this because you love beer and you love science. So
I would love it, but I would end up drinking half of it before it actually came to like be mature.
So that's where I was getting at, is that you could actually, so today, the part that I took out, I didn't have a little beaker to do it in, so I used a beer glass, because that's the only thing that I had that was tall enough to put the hydrometer in and have it float. So I used that, and I'm like, well, can you drink this? So I tried it, and you can, and it was actually good. It's just slightly warm, you know, around 65 or so, flat beer. But I was like,
oh, flat?
Yeah, because it doesn't have the bubbles in it yet.
Why
so what
not?
You do is after it ferments and makes beer, basically,
okay.
the yeasties eat all the sugar and it makes beer.
I can't remember what the hell they call it, but it was the unfermented product.
It wasn't wort, so they call it wort.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting all real geeky now.
I dig this. Harry loves to drink this.
So, yeah, she loves the final product. And it's funny, my wife, who doesn't drink beer, she's a vodka girl. That's why we love her. She's even kind of interested in it. At first, I think she placates me a lot, but that's all right. She's like, wow, this is one of your ADD projects that's actually working. You know, like, she was impressed enough when I was doing this thing for real and with the podcasting, and now she's like, wow, another one that's working. You're pretty good on your project so far.
Yeah.
So,
I gotta say, if I knew what to get and I had the extra money to get it, I would so jump on that, because I have wanted to homebrew for years.
And it's actually cheaper in the long run.
I know
you do have
is.
To put a little bit, and I think I talked to you offline about it, but I'll say for our listeners too that you get a kit for $40, and then that ends up being about 50 beers. So, over two cases of beer for $40 for craft beer, and you can say you made it yourself. It's not a bad deal, you know?
And I just want to put out there, because I know most women, if any other women listen to this other than me and Mama B, it is her placating you. All women placate their men. All
Absolutely.
Duff has to do is look to his left and he'll see a prime example of it. So.
Well, right and on. Then you guys have your side projects that we placate too, you know.
Well, this is the side projects.
No, but my wife has hers too. So everybody has their own stuff that we, you know, kind of listen to, whatever it is. So. So I tried it. It was actually pretty decent. It's only going to get better over the next few weeks. So the next step is sometime this weekend, or next week, I'll end up putting it in bottles or a keg, which I don't have the money for that now, but end up putting it in a bunch of used bottles with some sugar and then the yeast that's left over in there eats the sugar, makes the bubbles, and then the bubbles don't have anywhere to go because you have the bottle cap on it, so it carbonates the beer. So there you go.
Very cool. You know what would help?
What's that?
Sriracha would help.
You know what would be easier? Going to the liquor store and just getting a cold 12-pack.
You're absolutely right on that, but it's not nearly as much fun.
No,
it is fun because you crack that bottle open and you drink it right then. That's fun.
All right, well, how do you think I got the 50 bottles that went into that I'm going to be using? Is that that takes some work to collect that, actually.
See,
that's why
I'd
we're doing the show.
Afraid to drink any of his beer.
Oh, I know. What it do you mean? Would you mean? Why would you be afraid? Just because there's
because
sriracha in it?
Because there are pee bottles.
No. Okay.
Well, first of all, you can sanitize it, but I haven't used any of those.
Pee beer.
It kind of looks like that now, actually, because it's that color and it's not carbonated. So,
well, it's a cream stout, isn't it?
Yeah, it actually had a little more hoppiness to it, and I think it's just. I don't know. Maybe I boiled it too long, or maybe it was just the recipe that's what it was. But
yeah.
I was impressed. You know, I actually did a little bit of math, which my comm major brain almost exploded having to figure out the ABV. I was like, oh, I'm at 5.4. My wife's like, you're doing math, like not in Excel. What's wrong with you? It's like the world is ending. But I look at worst case scenario. I've drank some pretty crappy beers in my life. You know, we used to drink Natty Light in college, so I could tolerate even if I made a bad batch. You know, but that's what I was terrified of. Is you wait a month or 3 weeks and then it comes up with moldy beer or something. You could drink it, but it's not going to taste any good. And then you got to start all over again. So. Anyway, it's a fun project for those that are interested in that. Even those that aren't, just start YouTubing it. You'll get really lost down that rabbit hole. It's a lot of fun. And
yeah. Or just, send a tweet out to Cunahan TJ.
There you go. You could also do that, too. Thanks for pimping my Twitter there.
Yeah, I love pimping your shit. What are you saying?
Passive aggressive
phrasing.
I knew I had something for that. Oh man. So what do you say we get into some news topics?
Yeah, so we have our Dumbass of the Week award, which we are doing that.
Cool.
Sure, why not?
Hell, let's do it.
Usually it's me because it is Stump the Chump Friday, so it'll be me by the end of the show, but for right now, so get this. So it's dumb enough if you're a gunman or trying to rob a McDonald's, right? Of all places. And
well, they're insured.
It's true. But so this article actually comes from overseas, and it's from a great website, taskandpurpose.com, which is also a podcast, by the way, and a good podcast, too. It's military based and done by military people. But even if, and I'm not a military, I never served. But I appreciate the people that have, and it's a very interesting insight into that lifestyle. So if anybody's interested in it, it's also a great podcast, and I think they do a newsletter too. So, but anyway, the actual story itself is that the robbers went in, and this is in France, and tried to rob a McDonald's, not realizing that there was 11 special forces officers eating in the restaurant.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So they're all buddies, and the special forces groups are very tight, and generally speaking, and just having a little snack at McDonald's, having a little lunch. These two dumbasses come into the restaurant trying to rob the place.
Oh, wow.
Oh man, just and the special forces guys were great. They didn't do anything at the time, didn't until after the fact when they were already out of the way. And it was actually a group. So the article says the group specializes in counterterrorism, organized crime, hostage rescue, and protecting government officials. These are not people you want to fuck with.
So this is like the last bunch of guys eating burgers that you want to interrupt.
Yeah, exactly. It's not even just, it would be bad enough if you had 11 SWAT team people in there, let's say, or just 11 big dudes, football players,
you might as well have skinheads in there. Let's just say it.
Take that and times it by 1,000. These guys apprehended the first guy without firing a shot, and the second guy refused to drop his weapon and pointed it towards the officers and was shot in the abdomen. So I actually give them some credit for only shooting the guy in the stomach from all that, but why would you point your gun at these guys? They could kill you by blinking. Yeah. I mean, so anyway, that's my dumbass of the week story.
Speaking of stupid.
Oh?
And I don't know that it's a stupid idea because it's going to make somebody money. I think it's more of a stupid thing for someone to actually buy. But apparently there is a Denver-based company now making drinks for cats that look like wine.
Stupid says what?
Okay.
Because apparently there are a lot of lonely cat women out there who like their wine and feel bad drinking by themselves. So they've wanted to be able to share wine with their cat, but you can't because alcohol's not good for your cat. So this company has come up with a drink that looks like wine, but it's made with organic catnip, water, and colored with organic beet juice. That's your red. Jesus. And then the white varieties are colored with golden beets.
And it's called Pinot Meow. I gotta say, that name is freaking adorable. just why?
Because lonely cat women who have 12 cats and don't like to drink alone, now they can pour the cat a glass of faux wine and not feel as sorry as they are.
They should probably be going to bars and ordering wine instead of sitting at home with their cats all day. You know? Get out, enjoy people. Sorry, we're all dog people. So yes. I'm in a safe crowd.
Yes, yes, you're in a very safe crowd. Now, I want to talk about some smart people because the stupid stuff is too easy. I want to talk about hackers because I like talking about them. Did you see any of the news going on about the anonymous group or anonymous hackers or hackers claiming to be from Anonymous that are giving pro-ISIS Twitter accounts a pro-gay look?
I saw this. It's great. They're putting the rainbow flags on it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. This story is coming from CNET, but it's all over there. We've got the full article in the show notes at theprimepod.com. But it's crazy. They're making the header photo a gay flag. They're making the profile photo, I'm gay and I'm proud. And it's just so hilarious. And they're like resharing the Orlando tweets, like, you know, to the families and victims of Orlando, we will not forget, blah, blah, blah. And it's just, oh, that's such great payback.
Yeah. Say what you want about Anonymous and all those, you know, kind of, gray area people.
Oh, I don't have anything bad to say about them.
White hats, black hats, colored hats, whatever.
I think they could have, if they want to sit there and hack something a little more useful than a fucking Twitter account.
Like Trump's website.
No, if you're going after ISIS, fuck the Twitter account. Fuck Facebook. Go after them in wherever they're hiding their little money at. That they're buying probably arms from us to kill us with, because
I think they've America done that in likes, the past.
America loves to do that. They love to fund the people that are going to end up fucking us. So find the money, cut it off. Cell towers, their cell providers, because you know they have them. Fucking wipe out their accounts. Make it so that they can't function. Disabling or making their Twitter feed look gay, while haha funny, isn't accomplishing anything.
Yeah, but you got to imagine it's pissing some people off.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Woo, yeah. Big fucking deal.
I think it's hard. it's harder to do, and also probably just doesn't get documented whenever they do the other type of stuff. You know, they don't talk about that. That doesn't make the news just because of the nature of it. But they've tried that in the past where maybe it was a white supremacist group. It was something they went after and shut down. Oh, it was a KKK rally they tried to go after. You know, the KKK was trying to organize a rally or whatever, and Anonymous just shut it the hell down.
Yeah. Yeah, they do a lot of good things. And then they, like, if you ask me, I'm pretty sure they might have had something to do with that whole Sony hack a few Christmases ago.
Wasn't that an inside job, though? Or didn't they show that it was?
I don't even know. There are so many different reports going on around the whole situation.
I'm sure Anonymous just laughs at Sony anyway, because they're so easy, apparently, to hack.
Yeah.
So I doubt
password one.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably.
Administrator. Yeah.
Administrator with the capital A.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens. You know what? Breaks happen too. So when we get back, we're going to be doing Stump the Chump because it's Friday and we friggin' love Stump the Chump. If you're a first time listener, you will not want to miss it. We're also going to be doing a feel good finale and a sad announcement. Wah, 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 wah. Stay tuned here on Prime on Rogue Intel.
Do you like beer?
Beer.
Do you like rock and roll?
I'm allergic to penicillin.
Do you like drunk Australians?
Beer.
Do you like interviews with bands exploring facets of entertainers' lives best left to the imagination and possibly not presented on a radio show?
I don't know where this is going.
Jump on rogueintel.com/remedium.
Hi guys, Cooper here from the Unquote Podcast. Unquote delves into what makes movie quotes so, well, quotable. See, I have a guest each week watch a movie selected from the American Film Institute's Top 100 Movie Quotes list, and then we sit down and ponder cultural impingement and cinematic preponderance, and okay, you got me. My thesaurus was totally open. A little factual and a lot of fun, it's the least contentious peanut gallery in history. Unquote is part of the Rogue Intel Network, and you can find me on iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter.
Since the hobbits threw the ring to that stupid volcano, I've needed a new one. I go to rogueintel.com/Amazon and I order my new processes. Go, go. Precious.
Thank you, Chris Stracolda, for the lovely voiceover talent. We're back on Prime.
I love that. I love that Amazon ad. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I had the idea to actually add the My Precious from the movie. But all of that other stuff was all Chris.
Yeah, we get flagged enough from YouTube on Friday, so we don't need any more help with that.
Hey, I think last week we only got flagged once,
and I think it was one of mine.
Yeah, it was. It was your movie, your music clip.
I figure I borrow mine directly from YouTube, so I figure.
So do I.
if it's gonna be safe for YouTube, then it should be safe for YouTube, you know. So
yeah, but we do the whole YouTube Live API thing, and it's no bueno.
No, yeah, it's the automatic robots. You can't blame them.
Yeah. You know what is bueno, though? That's right. It's Friday, and it's Stump the Chump Day. Stump the Chump is a game where we try to test each other's knowledge of pop culture.
Well, look at you. You got all the way through it without flubbing it.
I know, and I wasn't even looking at the screen. That's what helped me.
Yeah, the one time I did it, it actually helps not to look at the screen.
The one time, yes. That one time. It was a Wednesday.
Yeah, it probably was.
So, Stump the Chump is a 3-round game with a possible tiebreaker. First round is music. And before you start, Carrie, we've got a caller. Caller, you're live on Prime. What's your name?
Hey, it's Hellfire, everybody. Hey. Happy Friday.
What's up? Happy Friday. Ooh. You come to play some Stump the Chump?
Let's play some Stump the Chump.
All right.
Is the pizza here yet? Ma, you got to watch the door.
Jesus.
No. I'm in a different room.
Carrie, what's your pick?
It's from 89.
All right. I do love that song.
I love that song.
Yes, but do you have any guesses as to what it is?
Oh, I know what it is. I know that I got dumped while that song was playing in the background.
Oh, no.
I'm like shedding a tear here.
Oh,
I had
Oh, Carrie,
I had hair down on my butt too. It's crazy.
You made the poor man cry.
Sorry.
Wait, so are you guys all? I don't have a guess, but are you guys all like?
I know that dirty girl.
We all love music, so isn't it kind of cool that it just has that weird ability to bring you back to whatever you?
Yes.
Like wherever, whatever you were doing. Like there's certain songs from high school I still can't hear. Now, you know, even to this day, that I'm just not over it, you know, like so, whatever it was at that time, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, ADD moment. Look, squirrel. just for your mom.
Yes. Thank you very much. Okay. So
I do not have a guess.
You
though.
Don't have any guesses. Carrie, I'm going to send.
Can I say it?
I'm going to send my guess in for the band because I don't know what the name of the song is.
And you would be incorrect.
Oh! I hate it. Hellfire, what you got?
Just say it. I got 18 on Life by Skid Row.
Oh, yes, that is correct. Right?
How would you know? You didn't even know the band.
Because as soon as he said 18 in Life, I knew it.
Yes, he is correct.
All right.
I'm still crying.
Well, that brings us on to my music pick. My pick is not from a different decade. It is also from the 80s. And I guarantee all of you know this song.
Anybody else dancing off camera to that song playing? Because I am.
Yes. Yes, for sure. So do you know the name of it? The name of the song, the artist? Do you think you know it?
Oh, I know it.
Okay. TJ, do you think you know it? Do you know you know it?
So that was remixed later on, wasn't it? Into Crazy Frog?
I have no freaking clue, but this is the original.
I sent my guess to you.
And you, Carrie, would be correct. Yes. TJ, guesses anything?
Nope. That's the only thing that made me think of it.
All right. Mr. Fire, what is it?
You know, it is Axel F. by Harold Faltermeyer. Meyer.
Shit,
and
yeah.
That's one of my favorite movies in 84 is Beverly Hills Cop, because that movie came out after Purple Rain came out that year.
Yep.
And it was, I remember seeing that because Glenn Frey and Eddie Murphy hosted the MTV Music Awards that year together. They didn't host, but they were on there in the beginning. So, yeah, that's really nostalgic for me. I had to just share that with everybody.
Nice.
Very cool.
But Axel F. did make Crazy Frog, and it had the same background. Just
okay.
Anyway, I love that song.
All right, so Hellfire is in the lead with 2 points. Carrie, you're second?
That's because I've only been able to guess it one. He's been able to guess it two.
I know. That's how the point system works. I know that.
Yeah, but Carrie kept stumping me really bad a few weeks ago.
Yeah, well, let's see if you can redeem yourself. TJ, what is your music pick?
You know, I brought Hellfire on so that he would make me look good. It wasn't it wasn't so we could kick all of our asses here. What the hell? My music pick is you get a quarter point for each thing. It's a music collaboration.
Okay.
And I know you guys will get it, but there's two artists doing two songs. It's mushed together. So you got to guess both artists and both songs for a quarter point each, just because I want to be a dick tonight.
All right. Well,
even though it's kind of easy.
Do we? Okay. Let's do it. Open the head with no pen, just draw up inspiration. So you're going to see you can't replace him with cheap imitation. Can I get an encore? Do you want more?
The Brooklyn Bar. So one last time I need y'all.
Now what the hell are you waiting for? Now what the hell are you waiting for? TJ, I freaking love you, man. Do we get a bonus point if we know the album name?
No, that's just as easy. I knew that you would get it based on our Stump the Chump history and Drunk the Chump alone.
Yeah.
But yeah. I was looking for different songs, and it was, I was trying to stick around 2004, 2005. So
Okay, well, I know it, and I am sending my guess in now. Carrie, do you know it or think you know it?
I have a guess.
You guys are both correct with your guesses.
Woohoo! All right. Hellfire, do you have any guesses as to what it is? Any of the quarter points?
I sent you my guess via Facebook.
Okay.
I don't know if you can...
One of them is right. So you've still got three more quarter points that you need to create.
That's all I got because it all sounds like every album he's ever done.
No, it doesn't.
No.
To me. Cause
so I know which one you guessed.
I don't listen to a lot of that style of music.
Okay.
It makes you want to beat up the pizza delivery guy when he shows up here.
You and your pizza. All right, so you only get a quarter point on that one. Sorry. Carrie, on the count of three, let's do the artists. Three, two,
Jay-Z and Linkin Park.
And then the name of the song is Encore / Numb.
Or Numb / Encore, which is what I was going to say.
Yeah, well, same thing.
I think Carrie's technically more correct, but anyway.
It's a collaboration. It doesn't matter. And for the bonus non-existent point, it's from the album Collision Course.
Correct, and it was awesome. Jay-Z is fucking amazing. Let me just put it this way. And I don't love rap music. I'll listen to it, but I don't love it.
No,
but
I don't either.
Anybody that can just talk like that and make trillions of dollars, he literally just talks. Like, I don't get it. He makes a lot of money talking.
He's a rhyming legend, that fool.
And not like what we should be doing and making money talking like this. Like,
well, we would be making more money if more people went to rogueintel.com/Amazon.
No. We'd be making more money if fucking Tito's answers their email ever.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, let's move on to the movie round. Carrie, take us away like Calgon.
Also from 89. Play it.
If the poem score for perfection is plotted on the horizontal of a graph...
Mr. Keating, they made everybody sign.
Mr. Anderson?
You gotta believe me, it's true.
I do believe you, Tom.
Leave, Mr. Keating.
But it wasn't his fault.
Sit down, Mr. Anderson. One more outburst from you or anyone else, and you're out of this school. Leave, Mr. Keating. I said leave, Mr. Keating.
I know I've seen it. I sent my guess in to Carrie.
And you would be wrong.
Oh, Jesus, I'm tanking it tonight. TJ, you got any guesses?
Movie.
No, I don't have anything.
Hey, at least I feel a little bit better now.
Yeah, you won't once you know what it is.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's probably something stupid.
No, it's something that I can't even say it.
Yeah, I think I know what it is now.
It's a great movie.
Do you really know it?
I know what the movie is, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just being a smartass. Okay.
No. I know what the movie is. Because I liked one of the main actors in there, and I can't give you a clue as to what it is because it would give it away.
All right. For half a point, can I give a second guess?
Yes.
Dead Poets Society.
Correct.
Shit! And, you know, it's like that was my first thing, but I didn't hear the main actor in it in that scene.
Yes, he was.
Was he?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right. Hellfire.
Yeah.
You knew it.
So he sent his message in. Okay. So that means you've got 3.25 points to Carrie's 2. That means it's my turn for my movie pick. This movie, it's not one of the most popular ones, but it was such a great movie and it had a great cast.
Here's the deal. Don't ask me any questions because I'm not even going to tell you what I want to tell you. The man who calls himself Rodrigo took something from me. He's in business with 3 other men. They're here for a robbery, and they're going to use their house to lay low when they're done.
So, you let them steal something, you steal it from them, I help you, and I get a commission. You're going to kill them, aren't you?
I never said that, Leslie. You did. Civilized people need to follow rules. I'm just going to put things right.
Ah, yes. Great, great, great movie. Any takers?
It sounds familiar.
If you like action movies from the mid-2000s, then you've probably seen it.
I think I've seen it. I'm torn between two movies, though. I want to say one title really bad. I'm gonna Facebook it to you. My guess here.
Okay, TJ, any guesses?
I sent you what I thought it was. I don't know if I'm right though.
All right, You are both wrong. Carrie, any guesses?
Damn.
I'm going with Crank.
That was a close guess. That was 2 years before this movie. All right, for half a point.
I got the right main character, right?
You did. Unlike Hellfire, who said The Punisher, which he wasn't even in The Punisher.
It's Jason Statham. Or Statham. Statham. There, yeah. Yes.
All right. So you've already come close to getting half a point. Who was
so
the
Carrie
other?
And I both got Carrie and I both got movies that he was in, just not the right one.
Exactly. So for the full half a point, name both actors in that scene.
That might be easier if I knew what movie it was.
Well, no shit.
You can Google it. I don't know the female.
All right. You want me to give it to you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rodriguez? Give it to us.
It's Parker. And it was Jennifer Lopez.
I don't remember ever seeing it.
It was such a good movie. Yes,
I
you
don't
did.
Either.
We remember when we first fell in love with Jason Statham and we decided to binge on all of his movies? That was one of them.
Well,
just like The Mechanic.
What was the name of the movie?
Parker.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Honest. Yeah.
Well,
now I learned. Now I have another one to put on my watch list.
There you go.
We should have a Prime watch list.
That is not a bad idea.
That's a really good idea, actually.
And you start out with negative points if you haven't seen the movie and you got the question wrong on Stump the Chump.
There you go. And then every time you see the movie, you get a little check mark. Tweet us if this is interesting for you, then we'll put it together. Otherwise, we're not putting the work into it.
We're the Prime Pod on Twitter.
Yeah.
Or find us on Facebook, and then you can go from there.
Yes.
All right.
Face who?
Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
.com/PrimePod.
Yeah.
Because that's how we roll here on the show. TJ, it is your movie pick. Take it away.
So my movie pick, I sent you two clips purposely. One is actually for Stump the Chump, and one is because the movie's fucking hilarious, and it needs to be played.
So if we don't get it on the first try, we get to hear the second clip for half a point.
There's something not right about these guys.
What do you mean?
I mean it's time to send them home.
Back. Don't do anything crazy.
You just relax. I'm just going to scare them off.
All right.
To the right! I'm hit!
Ooh.
Ooh. I got me!
Oh, shit.
I got me!
Oh, shit.
That is a freaking hilarious movie. I know it. Does anyone else know it?
I'm sending TJ my guess. Sent.
I'm kind of pissed that you both got that. I'm not going to lie, because that was one of the harder clips from that movie.
Well, Vince Vaughn is a great actor, and he's easy to pick out. Speaking of Vince Vaughn, we just actually gave away a little hint that we'll give a free taste to Hellfire. Hellfire, do you know it? Do you think you know it? Say your thing, because we all got it.
I'm stumped. I'm stumped.
Oh, that means we get to play the second one. All right.
All right. For half a point.
I couldn't help myself. I had to give you two.
That's quite all right. For half a point, we're going to play this second clip.
There he is. It's the big guy. Get in here.
Wait till you see the spread. Anything you want.
Yeah, well, get what you want to go. The ferry leaves in 25 minutes. We got to get out of here.
Oh, what's your problem? Have some of this stuff.
I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Oh,
John,
I know what it is now. I know what it is now.
Yeah, that could have been it. Could have been the soft.
I know the scene.
Could have been the midnight rape or the new gay art show that took place in my room. One of those. Back to sleep.
Try with your skull. You're gonna love it.
I'm tired to have a skull.
I fucking love that movie.
Such a great scene.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Hellfire. You say no.
Isn't that the scene where he just gets a ton of the breakfast food and pours syrup all over it? Yeah. I remember that clip exactly, because I'm like, holy crap, he put eggs and scones and fruit, and then he like doused a half a gallon of syrup on top of everything and walked away.
All right, do you know the movie, though?
I do know the movie, yeah.
Say it.
It's a Wedding Crashers.
Yes.
But you see why I couldn't use the second clip for the actual clip that I was going to, you know?
I don't know. I think we would have gotten it either way. I that's such a great movie.
Yeah, there was so many funny ones. But anything with Vince Vaughn in it gives it away automatically is the hard part.
Yeah.
So it's hard finding one where he
wasn't. Especially when somebody mentions the meatloaf on the chat room, you know?
You and your meatloaf can't get enough of that.
So I've heard the promo with the meatloaf and you screaming for it. Was that just random ADD moment, or was there actually a story behind that?
It was a random ADD moment to put into editing because Duff is just a master with that. So
true. So okay.
I knew he was going to do a cut mash and play it for a while. So it kind of worked out really nice.
That wasn't quite as exciting as I anticipated, but still accurate. Okay, thanks.
There was beer involved. I think everybody was drinking heavily that show.
That doesn't narrow it down.
Yeah, that doesn't narrow it down much.
I think no, that was after the microwave incident with Chris's ex-girlfriend.
Oh God, so that was hilarious.
God, can we talk about that on the air or no?
You can. No, there's no reason to talk about it. You got to go back and listen to it. If you listen to the best of, you will have heard the story. It's 103 or 104.
All right,
it's well worth a listen.
It's been a while.
Carrie, take
Crazy
it away.
Stuff.
Yes, Carrie, take it away with your pop culture pick.
TV show, and it was also on in 89.
Damn, you in the 89.
It was a good year.
Oh, that's it's so sad.
Yeah, and hush.
I love the funky bass line, but I have no idea what it is. I'm not even going to front. I don't know shit.
Carrie, you know why I'm sad,
yes,
right?
Yes, shush.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't count. You already said you didn't know.
All right, go for it. TJ, you have any guesses?
Was that right or no?
And TJ was correct.
Damn.
Only because I was going to use it as a clip like 3 weeks ago.
Shit. All right, so TJ gets on the board with 1 point.
I usually get him a point. I thought it would have been the movie, not the TV.
Yeah, Hellfire, what is it?
It's Alf.
Yes.
Oh, yep. Okay. Yeah, the guy who played Alf just died.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 72 or something.
Something like that.
Oh, really? I don't think I even knew that.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
But he didn't voice Al. There was a different person that did the voice, but he wore the costume, the guy that passed away.
No kidding.
Oh, okay.
All right. This means it's my turn for pop culture goodness, and we are going to go with a 2003 commercial with this one.
Ooh. The Greyhound runs at 40 miles an hour and lives for 12 years. The Pronghorn Antelope runs at 60 miles an hour but lives for a mere 11 years. The Cheetah, fastest animal on earth, lives just 10 years. Now consider the giant tortoise. He toddles along a bit. He has a little break. Walks a bit more. He has another little break. He travels at approximately 0 miles an hour, but lives for 200 years.
All right. Now, let me ask you what I need. We all know, if you have ears anyway, we all know that it's Jason Statham. Because, you know, I have a little routine I'm doing this week.
That was your theme. I got it.
Except for the music pick and the tiebreaker. But anyway, I digress. We know it's Jason Statham. We know it's a commercial. To get the full point, tell me what brand he was selling. Nothing.
Duff, I sent you a message on that.
Yeah, Hellfire, you said Jaguar, but that is not correct. Good guess, because I think he might have done a Jaguar commercial. I can't even say it like the Brits do. Jaguar.
That's how they say it at the end of the commercial.
Yeah, it's not
really, really weird.
It's not Jaguar. So
Stu, call us in and tell us.
So any takers, any guesses?
No, I was going to go with half a point for the Jason Statham. That was about.
Oh, come on, dude. I'm not going to give you half a point for the Jason Statham reference. Meanwhile, my movie clip was Jason Statham, right. And we already established that.
I got my obligatory point for the day. I'm good. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Carrie, as always.
You're welcome. I don't know. I don't know that I ever saw the commercial.
All right. Well, for no points, that was a Kit Kat commercial.
Yeah, I don't think I ever
saw. There was?
Yeah. Okay. He was actually talking about the tortoise, taking a little break, going a little bit, taking a little break, and he was eating a Kit Kat while he said it.
Jesus.
He did three commercials for them in 2003, and all were rather hysterical.
I never would have guessed that. Okay.
That's one of the reasons I did it, because I know, I'm pretty sure everyone's seen it. I know back in the day, I'm pretty sure I saw it.
I know I never did.
Okay, well.
So it sounds like we're all sticking with themes this week, which I'm very proud of you guys. Good job. But my theme is 2005, so this show started in 2005 as a TV show.
Interesting.
I sent TJ my guess.
That is approved.
Mama B in the chat room says she knows it. That doesn't help me any because I have no clue.
Well, Duff, I'm going to send mine to you since I have yours. You tell me if I'm right because I think you'll get it.
Hellfire is saying that it's Supernatural.
And he would be wrong.
Oh!
Damn.
All right, then. Well, break the news to us gently. What is it?
Criminal Minds.
Yep.
No half a point.
No, I was going to say for half a point, it's still running now. It's one of the few shows that has gone from 2005 till now.
Wow. All right. Well, Carrie gets a point. That makes four for her. And that, Hellfire won.
That's because he didn't have clips for us to guess to get the points.
Yeah, I thought the people that are just calling in and having fun are just fun points.
They're honorary points, but he still kicked some ass, and I'm proud of him.
Because if he would have had
I'll share my pizza with everybody.
Well, you're actually going to be coming down here in a couple weeks, right?
We're going to plan on coming down. I'm going to bring pizza and beer.
It would probably be easier just to get the pizza like when you're in town already.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The beer will be here in a cooler. It'll be fully ice and cold by the time I get there.
You're going to start cracking it when you get into Hampstead, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to be in your driveway just, you know, sitting on the hood of my car and drinking one, you know, from the drive. So how far of a drive down is it to you from Jersey?
Probably 2 hours. I don't know.
Yeah,
2 hours is not bad.
No, it's not bad. And we'll put you up on the footin'.
And we need to do the tiebreakers because mine is themed. It's 89.
All right. Well,
I don't want to do 89 again next week.
I hear you. All right. Are we all in for the tiebreakers?
I'm always in for the tiebreakers. You know me. I always say we should always do the tiebreakers.
All right. Well.
Because they're fun.
Carrie, take it away with your tiebreaker.
As previously stated, it's from 89 and it's music.
I know it.
Mama can't solve your problem. When daddy ever get home.
I know I've heard it. I couldn't tell you what it is.
You should have heard it, and you should feel ashamed for not knowing it.
Well, I'll feel ashamed when I know what I don't know now.
Okay.
Well, Hellfire, you said you know it. TJ, what say you?
I knew it once I heard started hearing the song. It was, well, actually, it's one of my favorite bands from Baltimore.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for giving him a clue there, Hellfire.
No, he already said he didn't know.
True.
Didn't know.
Yeah, true.
All right, TJ, what say you?
What do you think?
Hellfire, what is it, brother?
It's Kix. Don't close your eyes.
Very good.
I mean, I could Google it too, but, you know.
I'm not as ashamed that I don't know it because I'm not from Baltimore.
You've lived in Maryland long enough that you should have at least heard of and heard Kix to know that that's who that was.
That's a New York guy. Come on.
Yeah.
They were a signed band. They were a signed band.
Yeah, but in 89, Duff lived in New York, so I'm actually defending him on this one.
All right. Well, let's see if Hellfire can get this one. This is late 90s, early 2000s in rock.
Milk them chickens and pluck them cows. We're the ones that gonna fuck you now. Wandering with no purpose. I don't know. We'll go all the way down to Mexico. Join up with the circus.
Now, this was a bit of a local band in the Maryland area, but they were signed. And as a matter of fact, they were signed to Elton John's record label, Rocket Records.
I've never heard that.
Were they on the charts?
They actually did hit the charts with one song.
Sounds like a stretch to me.
Mm-hmm. Now they were all right. I'll give you the name of the song. The name of the song was High, and it was a late '90s hit. Mm. Hellfire, anything?
You got me.
Really?
I don't know.
I actually stumped the Hellfire.
I don't know.
TJ?
You know, I don't know. I can keep pitching about you cheating, but I'm already so far behind, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're like Uno. You can win an Uno. Carrie, I know you've heard the song because I've played it a bunch around you.
Heard what song?
The song I just played.
It's probably one of those things that I put it in blah, blah, blah mode.
So you don't know it?
Fuck no.
All right, it's Jimmy's Chicken Shack with Milk.
Oy.
I didn't know it.
It was good. It was pushing the Salmonella envelope was a great album. All around, just great.
If you say so.
I do.
So you can get away with that.
It's a tiebreaker.
I can't get away with Guster. That's bullshit.
No, you use Guster as your music pick. Tiebreaker. No, it wasn't.
Guster was on the radio.
I never fucking heard it. And let's see. This is tiebreaker. You can use whatever the fuck you want. How many times have I got to tell you this?
Will you please stop yelling?
How many times, TJ?
I was
How
just giving
times?
You shit. Calm down.
How many times?
Tase him.
Talk about panties in a bunch.
Do your fucking tiebreaker.
Pull him up.
Can we all just get along?
No, apparently not.
Apparently not.
Duff's medication
is
down.
I'm feeling a lot of love over here.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to send Duff a pizza on Domino's.com. Hold on.
Dude, I just ate him. I'm all good. Send me a beer on beer.com. How about that?
That would be
you
nice.
You can't. I tried it.
Send me $10 on PayPal, and I'll go get a six-pack right now.
It's not the same.
Send me $10. I love you. I will drink it in your honor.
All right.
I will do beer shots to Aaron all night. In the meantime, do your tiebreaker.
So mine's TV. I would say whatever. 2000s.
Pansy ass. Damn it. I
had to cut it right there, even though I know that was a hard cut. But
no, it's cool. It's cool. I know I've heard it.
I'm fairly confident you've seen it.
What year is it, you said?
If I give you any, I'll give you a clue for half a point once I see if anybody else has a guess.
Okay, Carrie, what say you?
I don't know.
Okay, Hellfire.
Dude, it's on the tip of my tongue, and yeah. I just can't for the life of me think of what the hell it is. Because the audio on the phone's kind of scratched up, so I really got to listen into it. But once you guys say it, I'm going to like smack myself with this pepperoni slice. So,
all right, I'm going to go out on a limb and give my guess and say it's Boy Meets World.
No, it's way newer than that. It's like 2000s, and it just got canceled this year or end of last year.
Okay, that 70s show? I have no freaking clue, dude.
Discovery Channel.
Oh, that would be Mythbusters.
There you go.
I'm just, wow. What year was that from?
That was, I think, 2000s or something.
No, I mean, what season was that one from?
Cause I think it was from 2003, so whenever that was.
Okay, that explains. So it was from the first season. That explains why I don't remember, because like they stopped playing that theme song.
Exactly. Yeah. So like, I found the one that was just audio.
Oh, that was
like so. Good. And I think it was like Mythbusters ringtone or something like that on YouTube. Like so, it was because it has the verbal part of it. So I was trying to find the one that was just the audio for that.
Okay, and so because I blarted out the answer. I'm giving Hellfire and Carrie a half a point as well.
Bullshit.
Because I'm a nice kind of guy. But it still doesn't change anything because Hellfire still wins with 5.25 points. Carrie is in second with 4.5. I am in third place with 3 points. And TJ, you're dead last smelling fart fumes with 1.
I'm okay with that. They smell great.
So
I gotta start putting some clips together when I call in for you guys. And
hey, if you know you're gonna call in, let me know and I'll send you the hangout link. That way you can get on with the rest of us.
Is that the one TJ can't sign in on?
No, it's different. All I gotta do is give you a link and you'll be good. So what else are we getting into tonight? TJ, I know you had something you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, so it's kind of bittersweet. That's why we're saving it for the end of the show.
Well, not we're saving it for the penultimate spot. We want to leave on a high note, thus the feel-good finale.
Oh, of course. But unfortunately, I will be having to leave the show. Next Friday will be my last show.
What?
Damn, dude.
So unfortunately, I will be leaving the show as of Friday. So next Friday, not this Friday, obviously. Don't do that. It's not that sad. I mean, this has been, I have nothing but positive stuff to say about the show, this experience. You two specifically, yes, even Carrie. She does have a soft side, people.
Fuck you, TJ.
Yeah, you can say it all you want, but I know that if I'm ever in jail, you'll drive the 2 hours to bail me out. So you'll sell Duff for my bail money, and then you'll bail me out. So fuck you right back. Love you, too. All right. There's going to be some things coming forward. Where it's just going to be a time issue, unfortunately.
Well, damn, dude, I'm real sorry to have to see you go. I have to say, as much as I yell at you, I love you to death.
Oh, I know.
You are one of the best co-hosts I've ever worked with, and
fuck you, Duff.
I said one of. Jesus, I can't get no respect around
you. Don't sleep with. How about that? We'll clarify it.
Yes, aside from sleeping with hosts, you are the sexiest. How about that?
All right, there we go. Yeah, it's been so much fun. I mean, you guys are awesome online. We've had, if you guys love Prime, if you could be a fly on the wall for some of these offline conversations we've had, it's just been amazing. And I mean, Duff, I pick on you and bust your balls, but you're a fucking genius when it comes to this stuff.
Well, thank you. That means a lot.
And you make me sound good on here. So
well,
that's
I have to
a
yell
lot
at you to get your fucking levels right, but yeah.
I don't care. It's worth it because it works and it sounds good. And we have, we do have one or two more listeners that listen now because of it. Yeah. So it does work. And it's been so much fun. And I'm not one to get really emotional, even though I am Irish. I am one to keep blabbing.
You might
want to
stop crying then.
So, no, I'm not. But it is a lot of fun. We've had a lot of fun. We're still going to be in touch. I'm not leaving podcast land altogether. I may be doing something in the future. Just it won't be this type of show, unfortunately, because this is just too much of a time commitment. In a positive way, it needs to be. And it just wouldn't be fair to you guys or the listeners to try to continue and fuck around with, you know, skipping weeks, skipping days, in and out, last minute. That's just not fair to anybody involved. So,
well, I appreciate you doing the commendable thing and just letting us know now. I've loved working with you, and if you say you aren't done in podcast land. What did you want to divulge anything that any future projects that might be on the network?
Not yet. I think we can just wait and see, because with my ADD, that'll change 17 times before something ever gets published. Generally speaking, I think people that follow me on Twitter can figure out kind of my tastes and interests there too. So it'll be something related to conspiracy land or paranormal, something weird like that, I'm sure. But that's one of those things that you can put together piece by piece, get a couple episodes under your belt, and then gradually publish them. So
yeah.
That can be done at 4 a.m. and you guys have regular jobs, so to speak, where we cannot do stuff at 4 a.m. Although you and I have had some conversations on Messenger at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we have.
Where you're waking up and I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
Even with kids, a couple hours of sleep is still better than nothing. So
sometimes.
I'm not going to lie, it's going to be a little bit of a clusterfuck on my end for the next couple weeks, but it's been a lot of fun, and wish that you guys as a show, as people, as a network, all the best. I love our listeners too, by the way. Your mom is phenomenal too. In the chat room, always our chat room jockey, chat room, whatever you want to call her, admin.
She's our chat room mama.
Guru. Yeah, there we go. But the whole thing has been great. And honestly, just from a personal side, you guys have been great to get to know as well. Both of you. Yes, even Carrie. And I say that being that we've had conversations. I mean, hell, yeah. What was that one morning? It ended up being
3 o'clock in the morning when we went to bed. It's like, yeah, dude, I'm literally falling asleep here, man.
We
stopped recording
at 9 o'clock.
No,
we stopped
recording around 10, I think, that night. Because if you remember, that wasn't Drunk the Chump. It was one of the shows after Drunk the Chump. But we stopped recording a little late. And we just sat there and talked. No, that was the night that Carrie, 136. Was Carrie was drunk.
And that was just so much fun that whole night. And that conversation was like hanging out with your buddies at a bar all night, only there was no asshole bouncer to throw you out.
There was no last call.
Yeah, exactly. It was just, oh, we ran out of beer. Okay, time for bed. but you guys have just been a blast to get to know, personally as well as professionally too. So, and if anybody ever needs advice on podcasting, seriously, whether you're part of the network or not, or just somebody on Twitter that likes this stuff, or any kind of audio recommendations, definitely hit Duff up, because he knows what he's doing.
Oh, so. Thanks. Give me more work to do, why don't you?
Dude, at least...
No, I'm being honest. I don't mind at all. That's why Rogantel is here. It's because I had a dream, and now I'm getting to do it. So, yay!
Hey, if you like blabbing 2 hours a week, give Duff a call or shoot him a message.
Yeah, because we kind of...
We use a co-host.
We kind of do need a co-host now. So I guess we'll dust the old ads off and put them up on Craigslist. And hey, if you guys are fans of the show, you dig our style, you got a wicked sense of humor, and you've got some flexibility in your schedule.
And you can deal with me saying, fuck you, insert your name here.
Yes, yes. if all of those apply, please hit us up, prime@rogantel.com or on Twitter, The Prime Pod, or on Facebook, Prime Pod, or just hit me up personally on Twitter or Facebook. You guys know all of that stuff. So, Mama B says, I just start getting attached, and then they're ripped out of my arms.
Yeah, it's all good. Everybody still has my contact information, Twitter. I'm on Twitter 24/7, so.
Yeah, I'm feeling like you got ripped out of my hands like that one scene from The NeverEnding Story.
That was a horrible movie. No kid should watch that movie. I'm still scarred.
They look like big, strong hands, don't they?
I, That's going to make me cry now.
I know.
The speech didn't, but the never ending story will get me every fucking time.
Falcor!
No! Stop! All right.
Well, before we end this shit on a high note, we've still got Mr. Fire out there in phone call land.
Yo.
Hellfire, what do you think about all this news? Are you crying? Have you wiped your tears?
Well, I dropped the pepperoni slice on the floor. And it's sad, but luckily, you know, Mama B had that 5 second rule pop up right when I was ready to grab it, so it's all good now.
Hellfire, what are you doing 2 days a week?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
I work like a fiend. I work pretty much every day. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, TJ, thank you for everything, and we will be auditioning your replacement, I guess. as shitty as that seems to say, but
that's all right. I will, and you know, I'll be the first to tell you if he or she is not the right fit for the show.
There will not be a she.
Oh no, there's got to be.
I don't think so either. But
no she.
No,
I'm an alpha female. I will kill her.
Yeah,
I agree with that, actually.
And then beat you with her dead body.
Oh my god.
She's the
I don't know.
The lioness. She will kill them.
I think if Lona knocked on my door asking to do the show, she'd have it.
Well, it'd be you and her.
Oh, come on.
She's way too mature for this show.
Oh no, she's not. She most certainly is not. She's been on the show 4 or 5 times, and she has made everyone on the show's face like blush with the shit that she says. Like her nickname for me is Tomato Face. Because she says some of the raunchiest, I mean, it's not even like directed towards me, it's just she says some of the raunchiest shit.
That's funny.
Oh yeah, it's great. But
that's cray cray.
We've had some pretty big shoes to fill in the past, so I'm sure somebody else could do it as well too. So
yeah,
moving into our feel good finale, we have this great story from upi.com, which I'll be honest, I've never heard of this before. I Googled weird news and saw what came up. And this story came up, and it was dad uses helicopters to extract son's loose tooth.
What?
Yeah. So you guys have, I'm sure, even if you haven't done it either with yourself or with your kids or whatever, that you've at least heard of tying the piece of string or floss, whatever.
Oh, yeah, to the doorknob.
To your tooth and slamming the door. I tried that as a kid with floss to try to get money for the tooth fairy, and the floss just kept, because it was waxed, it kept slipping right off. It was funny. So this dad decided to be a pretty kick-ass dad and got a helicopter, tied a string to it, tied the string to a string. You're far enough away, it was all safe. You have to watch the video from our show notes, and pulled the son's loose tooth from it.
That
it was badass. It wasn't a drone. It was a real helicopter with 3 people in it.
Who the hell has access to a friggin' heli?
I don't know, but it's great. One of the cool things, the story itself is pretty badass and pretty cool, but I just like the concept of the story. At the end of the article, the dad says, do fun, creative stuff with your kids, make memories together. And that's really what it's all about, being a parent. And we're all parents, so we get it, where it's, you have to kind of break the box a little bit and do some creative, fun shit with your kids, because that's the stuff they'll be telling stories about later on in life. So possibly on a podcast.
Well, thank you for that feel-good finale, TJ. On that note, we are going to get out of here. Before we go, we want to hear about the craziest stuff you've bought using our promo code. That's rogueintel.com/Amazon. If you've bought some pretty wild and crazy stuff, send us an email, prime@rogueintel.com, and tell us what. If we like it, we're going to include it in our next Amazon ad. You guys have been great tonight. We want to thank you for showing up and playing along. Hellfire, thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. And if you're a father, have a great Father's Day weekend.
Thanks.
Thank you, I am.
All right, everybody have a good weekend. I'm going to finish and eat pizza, get drunk, and go watch Finding Dory in the theater.
Oh, nice. You'll have to let us know how it is.
I'm actually looking forward to that.
You can find all the ways to listen, interact, and spread the love at theprimepod.com. From all of us at The Prime Show, have a great night.
Later, taters.
TJ, brother, we love you.
Later, taters.
That's Carrie's line, goddammit.
I don't care. Screw you guys. I'm out of here.
your ear holes ready for some prime post-roll.
TJ, why don't you take us away tonight with the feel-good finale?
Sure. Yeah, so this was a great video. Fuck me. Why do I do that?
Yes, so.
Luckily, you only have 2 more weeks to hear that bullshit. Fuck
Thank
y'all.
God.
All right. At least Duff's editing will be better with only you and Carrie for the next couple weeks. All right. How about your mom? Get your mom as a co-host temporarily. That is a good one.
There you go.
You know, she is always watching.
She's always on at the same time, so you know she's free during this time.
She's almost always watching. And that, you know,
think about it. The one episode she was on has the highest ratings on our analytics.
Yeah, dude. All right. Honestly, like, I'll be honest with you. I don't want to get too personal, but Carrie and Mama B don't have the best history. But I will admit that in recent times. They seem to get along fine on the show. And I think as long as Mama B can stand Carrie going, go fuck yourself. And as long as Mama B can say, go fuck yourself, and Carrie wouldn't freak out, I think it would be a great match. Because they are very similar in sense of humor, and they have a lot of things in common, as much as I know you guys hate to hear it.
So behind the scenes peek, isn't that funny that that's one of the first things you and I talked about? Even when we started talking about the show, even possibly co-hosting the show together.
Yeah.
That was one of the first things we talked about is, all right, I'm ADD and annoying. You have to tell me to go fuck myself. And you said, yeah, you do the same thing to me. That was, and once we got that out of the way, it worked. It was gold.
Yeah. Well, so. Naturally, it was bound to be. Are we ready to do TJ's pop culture pick?
Yes.
You know what? The ADD moments are what people like. Get over it.
Yeah, I'm not bitching. Right. We're going to put it in post. It's good audio. We're going to put it in. Don't get your panties in a bunch. Or don't have them fall down your ass like Wednesday.
You.
Let's move on to TJ then. TJ, what is
you? How you doing? Thank you.
Paying for his pizza.
He's paying for his pizza. Okay.
And I'm paying for my pizza. You guys all heard that, right?
Did you get meatloaf?
No, I got like a Meat Lovers.
Close enough.
So yeah, it has meatloaf on pizza.
It's got ground beef on it, so and onion, so probably.
Oh, I got bacon and pepperoni and sausage. And
ooh, you're gonna be shitting tonight.
Duff, what's your favorite pizza? Go.
Mushrooms, thanks, onions, buddy. And green peppers.
Have a good night too.
Okay.
And I got mushrooms and onions and green peppers.
Very cool.
Pineapple, green pepper, and pepperoni. That's mine.
Ew. Really? See, I like pineapple.
Sounds gross.
And ham.
It's delicious.
I like bacon and tomato too.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't like the raw, like sliced tomatoes on the pizza. The tomato gets funky.
Well, yeah, you got to slice them and let them sit so they're not dripping.
It's all on how you slice it.
Yeah, exactly. TJ, what is your pop culture pick?
Hold on, when you get to Carrie's favorite pizza, then we can talk about that.
Typically, I would say pepperoni and green pepper, but today at work, they treated us to lunch, and it was pizza, and they ordered one that was Veggie Lovers, and it had broccoli on it, and I have never ever in my life had pizza with broccoli on it. It was so fucking good, but I mean, it had other things than just broccoli on it, but it was so good. I was like, I will have to remember.
Do you ever get a white pizza with the broccoli on it? Oh, no. It's so good.
Like white pizza.
Hellfire, did you just jizz on your pizza?
Broccoli? That's nasty. Broccoli on pizza? No, come on, really?
No, it was really good.
That sounds good. Actually.
I'm a traditionalist. When it comes to pizza, I don't like the weird, let's have, you know, it tastes like chicken wings, or I don't like that. I typically am pepperoni and green pepper, and that's it. That's my go-to for pizza.
As long as there's no cheese in the crust, you're a happy lady.
Yeah. Oh God, do not stuff a fucking crust.
Yeah.
That is
I can't do cheese in the crust either.
Oh no. But
you can't call a crust if there's cheese in it.
No.
Yeah, then it's a cheesy bread or whatever
stick. It's disgusting,
whatever.
Is what it is.
All right.
Yeah, you got to have crust.
Yes.
And one is because the movie's fucking hilarious and it needs to be played. So
So
if you can't get it off the first one, play the second one. Even if you can get it off the first one, still play the second one. But the first one is what's actually worth the points.
That doesn't make sense. Here's how we play it on Prime.
Here's how I'm playing it, bitch. All right. I'm playing it my way, my rules.
No, you don't understand. If all right, Carrie's involved, it's Carrie's rules, or Carrie doesn't play.
Carrie still wins either way. That's your only
rule.
I don't know.
Hellfire's doing pretty good so far. All right, here's the deal.
Hellfire may get disconnected for the tiebreaker round. Yeah, I know. I'm such a dork, right? But hey, we all have our dork moments.
Yeah, you look like a big dork right now.
Hey, whatever.
No. Just because it's driving me insane, I have to say something about it. For the last 2 or 3 minutes in the chat room, we've been wondering how long it's going to take until you realize that your backdrop is attacking your hat.
Yeah, I know. It came off the door because it got hot as shit in here, so I opened the door and I knocked it down. But I figure it's an audio podcast, so we're not going to talk about it.
Yes, but my OCD is, like, just screaming.
All right, sorry. Well, then interrupt me.
I think I just did that.
Anyway.
Hellfire in the chat room says, fucking backdrop.
It was getting hot as shit in here.
Land, you're listening to Hellfire, Prime Network. Is it Prime Network? Rogue Intel Network? Prime Rogue Intel Network? Is it one long name or are you using two names? The Prime Podcast. This is the Prime Podcast. Are we live? Is this the Prime Podcast? Hey, Mom! I'm listening to the Prime Podcast! Did I lose you guys? I'm getting yelled at for dinner. Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! I don't know. I'm hungry for Buttercup, some Campbell's soup, and some Pop-Tarts at this point. I don't know why. Oh. Hey, this is Hellfire, and you're listening to the Prime Podcast.